Welcome to What is Going Om for New Thought from the Edge of Om. Each week on Om Time's flagship radio show, veteran broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgbeer conducts thought-provoking interviews with inspirational authors, artists, musicians, scientists, speakers, and filmmakers who are working at the point where spirituality and science meet consciousness at the very edge of Om. Here is your host, Sandy Sedgbeer.
Hello. Most of us are familiar with Western astrology, but not so much with Chinese astrology. As a long-time student of astrology myself, I've always thought the Chinese system was a little bit too complex for me. And then I met today's guest, who used the same base details of date and time of birth to create a destiny reading for me, which left me feeling so gobsmacked that I had to dig a little deeper to find out what I'd been missing all these years. Alexandra Duran was a scientist. After graduating in molecular biology at Ljubljana University in Slovenia, she was happily working in genetics and embryology until she met her Chinese teacher, and her passion for exploring the secrets of life moved into a whole new dimension. After several years of intensive study and training in several fields of Chinese metaphysics with renowned teachers in China and South Asia, Alexandra became an international consultant, author, teacher, and founder of Dragon Vision Feng Shui Consulting. Alexandra Duran joins me now to share some of the secrets of Chinese metaphysics and what it can tell us about ourselves, our futures, and what we can look forward to in the next few years as we navigate this pivotal time in the history of humanity. Alexandra Duran, welcome.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here.
It's good to have you, Alexandra. Now, you're highly trained in feng shui, Chinese astrology, Baozi, I Ching, date selection, and so many other things, Chinese systems that I can't even pronounce. But I'm curious to know what it was about Chinese metaphysics that impressed you so much that you turned your back on your scientific career to move into an area that I'm sure must have had many of your fellow scientists scratching their heads in disbelief. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, indeed. I was very much into, as you already mentioned, into genetics, embryology, so very, very detailed, logic-based science. I think I even studied all that because I was always impressed by life, by human body, and I wanted to understand all the secrets behind. And I was, in a way, perfectly fine. And then one day, I wake up with a very, very bad pneumonia. And I practically, it was so bad, I thought I'm dying. And this was the moment where somehow I start to look for other things. And at exactly that time, I met a Chinese person who was teaching Qigong. And I start kind of learning about something I had no idea where is it taking me. And my health improved, I felt better, and at the same time, the daughter of the same Chinese person was doing the so-called destiny reading. And I was very curious, didn't expect much. It's true, I was always interested in astrology, all kinds of astrology, or knew already quite a bit about Western astrology. In general, I was always curious about all kinds of knowledges. I read many books and so on. And then she made this reading, and I just came there. I told her my birth of date. She was for a while probably calculating something, and she wrote 8 characters on a blank paper. And she started talking. And I was very, very impressed because she knew nothing about me, and she told me so much about me. And I got this very, very strong feeling, wow, how does this work? You know, I was already in genetics, so there was a lot about decoding life, And then somebody can just tell so much and so accurate just by 8 characters that, of course, I don't understand. So I was very, very impressed. And this is, and I was like, how does this work? And then later on I learned, because I was obviously in a field of related to medicine, and then I was curious about traditional Chinese medicine. I learned a little bit more. And apparently when I found out that there are ways to really go deep into feng shui and Chinese astrology and so on, and I started studying it just because I really, really wanted to challenge my brain. I was so left brain. I was extremely good at logic. I was very good at mathematics, physics, and all these things. And I was so, I really was challenged. Can my brain go into something and understand something that is so different from my mindset, that it's holistic? So opposite from a detail, but holistic. And my curiosity, so everything was through curiosity, led me deeper and deeper learning and exploring how big this knowledge is. And then one day, there was a moment when I kind of thought, wow, that's it. Although I was not anymore in my life. I thought I found my call. I was quite happy, had a good career. But there inside of me, no, this is it. I didn't have any clue where is it leading, but it was very strong.
Now, Chinese metaphysics covers many, many areas. We've got, you know, Chinese traditional medicine, Kung Fu, Tai Chi, Feng Shui, I Ching, divination. There's the art of war. There's Chinese astrology. And all of this, as I understand it, is built on the principles of yin and yang and the five elements. And it used to be a secret knowledge. Only the emperors and the ruling elite had access to this. So tell us a little bit about that, how it changed and how it became something that everybody could use.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because indeed, this is a very old knowledge. They claim like even 4,000 years old when all this started, and it's different monks would be meditating and so on and developing spiritual states where they could receive the knowledge, and as well they were mostly observing the patterns of nature, and it was then used in a way for the health and like longevity and balanced life, as it was, as you already said, meant for the rulers, because China is still big today and was always big, and at that time there was no planes, there was easy to know what is going on the other side of the country. So they would be using divination, they would be using all these kind of things. And then when Mao Zedong came with the communism, he actually forbid all that. So a lot of masters were either suppressed, a lot of Chinese teachers and wise men. So they left China to Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, Malaysia. And of course, this was another era, another time, and they start using this knowledge for more modern practices. Still very protective of it. And feng shui, for example, was for years, only recently it's possible to learn feng shui and not be part of a lineage. So the family, only inside of the family it could be taught. But obviously, as the society is changing, the life is very fast, things are opening. There have been teachers who were willing to share their knowledge, and I had luck to meet quite some of them and explore it myself. Although not personally being related to the China culture, anyhow, it was amazing to find out how much I can align with this kind of knowledge, which is really based on a very simple thing, which is yin-yang, the balance, and the five elements. And within that, we can explain everything.
And the five elements are wood, water, earth, fire, and would it be air?
Now, in the Chinese metaphysics, is the wood, fire, earth, metal, and water.
Oh, metal, of course.
Yes.
Wow.
Metal.
So, let me ask you this. In Western astrology, you know, we have the signs, the zodiac is divided into 12, and there are 12 signs. And in Chinese astrology, we have 12 animals. But it's quite mm-hmm. different in that one animal is, I would say, the energy for an entire year rather than just 1 month of the year. Can you explain that, what, how that came about?
Yes, actually, first of I would like to say that there are different types of Chinese astrology, and the one that I'm using is translated in English. It's called Four Pillars of Destiny. Originally, in Chinese, it's called Ba Zi, which means eight characters. If you remember, I said I saw the woman wrote down eight characters and tell me everything yes. about me and about my future and about my potential. So these four pillars are actually like two and two characters are forming so-called pillars of destiny. And there is another Chinese astrology, which is called Purple White Astrology, that has 12 palaces, and it's more related or more it's similar to the Western astrology. So let's focus on the one which is the Four Pillars of Destiny, or Ba Zi. So as I said, there are four pillars. One is for the year, one is for the month, one is for the day, and one is for the hour of birth. And we have elements, as we said, we have five, and then we have it in yin and yang pole. So in the end, there are five elements. So yang wood, yang water, yin water, and so on. And these elements are in the chart, and every person has his own or her own personal element. And the personal element changes every day. If you're born today, if you're born today, your personal element would, for example, be yang metal. If you're born tomorrow, it will be yin metal. If you were born the day before, it would be yin earth. So it's like always in the same order, but they're changing by day. And for example, being born on a certain date and a certain year, a person born a year later on the same date or a year earlier would not be the same personal element. So it's very specific.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then everybody knows about the, everyone who knows about, as you said, the Chinese astrology knows the animal. I'm this animal, you're that animal. This is actually just the part of one-eighth, no? We have eight characters. This is just one character in the year pillar. And also the animals, so they use something which to describe the energy. So the five elements are actually the different type of energies, and the interaction dynamics between them can explain many things. And the animals are actually also something we know from the nature, but inside of each of the animals there are also elements. So in the end, the chart looks like that we each person has a personal element. And the rest of the charts is the distribution of the rest of so-called 10 elements and the dynamics between it, so dynamic of the energy. And everything that we know of in the universe, from sound, different sounds, to everything we see, everything we do, the organs of the body, and so on, can be listed under one of five elements, or more precisely, if needed, one under 10 elements. So that's why we can interpret the chart, and wherever, so we're looking for a balance, and wherever we see a balance or a bad destiny, this balance or a bad destiny, we can very practically apply something which fulfills the destiny, so puts in the element that's missing or is compromised, and then balance it out, so it's a constructive approach.
You know, I've studied Western astrology for many, many years now. And yes, of course, when you first do someone's chart, you'll tell them a little bit about them, what their chart shows about the personality, the potential, the possibilities, you know, the potential gifts. Etc. Maybe some, you know, life things like, oh, you know, you're more likely to get married around here or there. But mostly it's about when we look at a Western chart, we're looking forward. We're looking to predict what's coming next. You did a destiny reading for me, and I thought you were going to be looking at the future. What you did, though, is you gave me a 20-year run out of exactly what had been happening to me in my life for the last 20 years, how I felt, some of the issues that caused me to feel that way. And it was as if you had been following me around every day for the past 20 years. That just blew me away that you could, you know, with just my date, time, hour, month of birth, you were able to tell all of that. That implies that there is such a thing as destiny.
Yes,
I'm going to have to interrupt you, Alexandra. We're going to go to the break. You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with international consultant, author, teacher, and founder of Dragon Vision Feng Shui Consulting, Alexandra Duran, about Chinese metaphysics. We'll be back with more, Alexandra.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Alexandra Duran, just before the break, I was talking about the destiny reading that you gave to me. Now, my astrology teacher and mentor always used to say to me, the stars impel, they do not compel. In other words, we have free will. And if we are aware, if we are forewarned of maybe some challenging times ahead, then we can do our best to circumvent some of those issues. And that there's not really such a thing as destiny. But listening to you give that run out of the last 20 years of my life, even with my knowledge of astrology, and I do apply it, that would argue that there is destiny after all. And sometimes there's nothing we can do about that. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would definitely agree. And actually, the reasons why... So I described my path into it, and I never, ever, seriously, I never imagined I will be doing a destiny reading to people. But actually, the thing was that I realized how much this can wake up a certain understanding in us and align us with our true potential. And when you described that, I was telling you about your previous part of your life, it was to bring you a different perspective of something that, of course, you know, but to see where is it leading, where is it going, because this Chinese astrology is a lot about what is the moment right now. And there's the way they look at it is that, so they were observing the patterns and they develop all this understanding around it, what influence our life. And there is so-called heaven's luck, earth luck, and man luck. And each of them is one-third that influence us. And heaven's luck would be this moment of birth, what the sky, the heavens, what present we got. And then the second third would be the environment. So the chi of the earth, the patterns of the earth chi, how do they influence? So where we were born, it got imprinted as well. Where we live, where we work, it also influences. And there's, of course, in Chinese knowledge, there's a whole thing called feng shui. There's also, for example, in Indian as vastu, about that as well. And this is the second third. And then the third third is so-called man luck, which is actually our awareness, our decision, our free will. And that's why having a reading like that, you kind of feel some things, know some things, but then you gain another perspective, and then you get a much better informed, you can make much better informed decisions. And so I would just like to say, in that system, this one third, also through an advice, we can influence our destiny. And of course, if we live in a way not caring, not applying, not working on ourselves, then of course the first third will have a lot to say. But then again, the chart can be read on the different level. A person who already balanced, learned lessons, used the man's luck in a wise way, then the chart can be read in a different way. Then we can see other potential. So when we did the reading, it was to bring you to the moment now. And then from now, what you can do about reaching the full potential for the coming years.
Mm. So you also have something where you delve into superpowers, and that we all have a superpower, but most of us don't know that we've got it. And in revealing our superpower, we can really help ourselves by developing that particular skill set.
Yeah, so in general, of course, we these readings can be, these readings are always about all areas of life, like relationships, because to understand how a relationship, energies and elements between two people work is very crucial as well. Then we have it about career, we have it about how, in what way we easily or better or can earn money, where are we losing money, and so on. So, for example, there is a good example of Bill Gates. When I analyze his chart, and everybody knows that he dropped out of his studies and then started the business that everybody, everything else, and the whole world knows about it. So if we look at the timing, that 2 years where he decided to drop out and start his project business, if he would miss that 2 years and continue with the study, he would miss the moment. The moment where the three things, the heaven, man, and earth combined. So he was at the right place, doing the right thing at the right moment. So right thing was that he was about computers. Computers fall under fire element. So everything came together. So the same way, this is one level, and then I already said the people who already work on themselves, and also the times we are going through in the charts, we can also see we have to adjust ourselves now, and we can also read about so-called superpowers or special abilities. So doesn't necessarily mean that we completely have to change our careers, but even inside of what we are already doing, we can use, we can reach once we connect with it or tap into it, we can do things with and use our special abilities. And this is what we are right now. We are all tapping into even more into that power.
So you could look at somebody's chart and you can say, okay, if you really want to move that project forward or start something new or whatever, you can pinpoint the exact time that would be useful to do that, more beneficial than another.
Yes, so it's about time and it's about the way. So within these elements that I described, we can see every particular year has a specific energy. So it's about specific elements. How are these elements for the particular person? Then the person as well, is everyone is going through 10 years of a certain energy circumstances. And it's not like from 0 to 10, but it's specific for the person, and then to 20 and so on. So it's important to, so we all feel our potentials and like we feel something, but sometimes it's not the moment, or sometimes we have, in order that it can be expressed or it can be reached, there's a particular way how we get there. So it's a very practical way of knowing when and how to do that or to reach that. And also, we can always, depends from the person, because still in there is a lot of a free will. Some people would just like to earn a lot, or that's just the topic for them. Other people would really like to have good relations. Other people would like to be happy. So usually, when we do, when we manage to balance and be in sync with the moment, this is where we are fulfilled. This is where we are even progressing to next level of our own destiny.
It's so interesting when you take a look at it like this. I mean, you and I were talking earlier about the year of 2019, the year of the pig, and why so many things happened, like impeachment, the Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein scandal, all of the Me Too movement that preceded that by a year or two. Can you explain to us what has been going on in these last 4 or 5 years that have made all of this possible?
Yes, we are indeed going through quite an incredible time. I will even mention the year before this. So in 2018, it was a year of so-called Earth Dog. The dog itself also has an Earth, so it was like double Earth. It was like a very Earth element as such is about, it's like a mountain, and this was like a mountain range. So mountain is something that's always there. It's hard to move. So it represents something very static and something very hard to change. But at the same time, the changes with the mountain come when there is like an earthquake or volcano. So there's a lot can happen from within. So it was a demanding year. Most of people suffered. It felt like nothing worked. Everything we learned, we didn't learn because it doesn't work. Nothing moves. It was a very static year, but it was a year where the fundamentals, because Yang Earth is as well like tectonic plate, something that we built our whole world on. So it was actually, there were a chance to change the like foundations, either in general as humanity, as well everyone on personally. And there was a lot going on very much underneath, and this is where it starts, like when the earth moves, like where the earthquake happens, a lot of new and very, very hidden and untouchable comes out. And then the year 2019 came in, which is a year of a yin earth peak. So earth peak is a yin earth, so not yang earth, as it was a dog year. And the peak is about mostly about yang water, so the strong water. So what does it mean? Before the dog year, we had for 5 years together with the dog year, we had a strong fire element. So we went through a lot of fire and metal also clashing. So it was a lot of fanatism, extreme. So a lot of extreme right things. Extreme fire is also about religions, like when they go really into extremes. So we experience also terrorism and all this kind of things out of a very strange belief. And there was no water. There was no water. So the fire as such, when it's balanced, represents happiness and socializing. But when it gets extreme, it's like fanatism. And then in 2000, so then we had this year of a dog when something in deep start changing. And now in the year 2000, I mean, in the year 2019, after 5 years where there was no water, the water came in. And the water, among other things, represents wisdom. And it came in really strong. So it's like a big wave. And in one way, at the beginning of the year, we actually could feel after the very slow and restrictive dog year, we could feel, oh, finally things are moving. Finally something is going on. We can feel a change. But then again, because the second half of the year, the water become even stronger. So there would be a lot of, the water also represents, among other things, emotions. And these are these deep emotions. So it would touch us somewhere very, very deep. And it would result in a feelings of insecurity, unknown, what is going to happen, and so on and so on, which is like, for example, the Brexit is a very good example where nobody knows, will it happen, will not happen, all this kind of how to do it. And then this water, if you imagine like a huge water running like a tsunami, in one way it's crashing some things, but it also the water is about cleaning. It pulls everything from the depths onto the surface. And this is where we found out so much about all this kind of hidden, very hidden and very not pleasant, let's say dirty.
The lies. Yes.
Yes. And so they came to the surface. It's very unpleasant because, you know, like if you imagine this big sea and the sea is dirty, you know? But at least we can see it. So the year 2019 is actually, because the peak as such is about people and it's about socializing and it's about, but also brings everything that was underneath. So the dog kind of shaked. So it was not so structured and hidden anymore. And the peak brings all up and we are like facing. But the peak year also brings the seed of a new consciousness. So by facing all that truth, by seeing what we are collectively didn't want to see for so many years or were not aware, there is a new consciousness coming. And we can see that in the end of this year, of this 2019, or the second half, so many protests are happening. So many in all kinds of countries for different reasons. And of course, the water as an element produces the wood, which is a wood element. It's about food, it's nature, you know, the trees and so on. It represents nature and also other things. So a big concern for environmental care, and we are becoming aware what we are doing. So it's on all kinds of levels, from the dark sides of the human nature to the, like, what are we doing to our lovely planet. So all this is surfacing. The energy of this peak year and the strong water coming in is that it's very hard to have any control. So anyone who is familiar with surfing will know how to balance it.
So yes.
To catch the wave, stay on the top, or just like swim on the top. But it's not easy because people are experiencing a lot of inner turmoil and also from hearing all kind of things, and they're never ending. And the way the water goes, it's very unpredictable. You have a feeling, oh, we're going there, and then it suddenly turns to another side, another direction. So, but still, there is a positive thing inside of it, and it is about people are start to care more about what is going on and what is going on with them. And then we had the impeachment that you mentioned, which is very interesting because the so Mr. Trump, his chart is all about Earth, and it's a lot of Earth. His personal element is Earth, and the rest of the chart is also Earth. And as the year of 2019 was going, so the strongest, the period when the water is the strongest is in the winter months. And the tsunami came and shaped the Earth.
Yeah, oh. And all the dirt comes to the surface.
Yeah,
you're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with international consultant, author, teacher, and founder of Dragon Vision Feng Shui Consulting, Alexandra Duran. We're talking about Chinese metaphysics, what it can reveal about our futures, and what we can look forward to in the next few years. Still to come, what can Chinese astrology tell us about 2020? We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Alexandra Duran, it must be so interesting at the beginning of each year. You know, you do your thing and you know what elements, to use a phrase, you know, are taking place, what sort of things are likely to happen, what it's likely to bring, and then you just have to sit back and watch how it unravels. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is very much correct. And of course, some things I can see very clearly. Some things I'm curious how. I know it's a topic, but what with pre-real, you know? So for the coming 2020, which is just here, let's just mention that astrologically, Chinese year starts on the 4th of February. So it's based on a solar calendar, while Chinese are famous for celebrating their new year, and it's based every year on a lunar calendar. So the date is different, and in 2020, I think it's on the 24th of January. But astrologically, from the perspective of when the aspects get in power, It always starts on 4th of February. And so we are facing, the red year. Let me just explain. So every 12 years, we have a red year. But then we don't have always the same element of red. And the coming year is so-called metal red. So we have always five, so it can be earth, fire, water, and wood red. So it's actually 60 years ago, there was a metal red, but still in 12 years ago, there was earth red. So red is among all the 12 animals is the first animal in a row. So we are in the 2020 entering a new cycle of 12 years. Okay, so there is some kind of beginning, and as mentioned before, the pig year puts a seed for our new consciousness, and with the red year, a new cycle starts. And let me just explain a little bit. So it's a metal red. Metal is a yang metal in this case, and it represents a warrior, a knight, somebody who fights for a cause. So it's about leadership, heroes. Did you notice how hero movies are popular? Fairness, justice, and so on. And it can, in a way, represent a fight. But let's see further. Then the red as such, one part is that it's a lot about romance. It's a lot about sexuality. It's also about beauty, female energy, this kind of seducing energy. Then on the other hand, red as such is quite intelligent on many levels, somehow knows the way. It's streetwise and kind of always, because it's the element of the red. It has just one element in this case. It's the water, and water. Now, so it will be kind of continuation of the pig year where I mentioned the water was very intense. It's a bit less intense water, but with water you never know where it will turn. And so it's a year where, because of this intelligence and streetwiseness and so on, and on the other hand, the metal, which represents all the structures like financial structure, established things like justice system, then military, and so on, together with some kind of streetwise and finding the way. So metal as such can be fierce and cold, but the red, the water, makes it a bit rusty. So there will be probably, to interpret that, still we will witness the continuation of this kind of protests and people wanting to, let's say, challenge what is already established. It's a year where this, what was the seed of new consciousness, will start to fight for this new consciousness. So yes, it can, in a way, be about a war, but not necessarily a real war. It's more like a war of power or of what do we really want. And as I said, the red is the water, and the water finds a way. So there will be a way how to overcome the something that is trying to be an authority, or better say, the established authorities will have to reform to the need of people. So yes.
I was going to say, I mean, that is a piece of good news, because, you know, it's all been about this. We're watching this move towards nationalism and tribalism, and you know, we're going backwards, not forwards, to authoritarian control. And now, what you're saying basically is that everything that doesn't align with this new seed of consciousness, the seed of new consciousness, is not going to be quite so successful.
Yes, so I agree with what you were saying. But at the same time, I would like to say that, yes, for not just 1-2 years, but more than that, we are seeing a lot of worrying things and a lot of new ways of control or overpowering. But at the same time, and a lot of things that we didn't know, a lot of hidden things came to in the year of the red, there is nothing hidden anymore. But at the same time, it looks quite dark. It looks quite hopeless. But at the same time, it just means that the contrast is bigger because we start to see what is bad, what is not aligned with the progress and development of humanity. And that this is where, once we see it, this is where this new consciousness will not allow it anymore.
Well, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you think of this as like you've got this, you know, piece of material that's been sitting in the river for so long and it's filled with dirt and you try to wash it, the first thing that's going to come up is you're going to see all the dirt come to the surface. Oh. And that can be quite horrifying before it begins to start, you know, diminishing, and then the clean water starts lightening everything up. So I can understand what you're saying about it may get a bit dark.
Yeah, it's a very, very good analogy that you made. And yes, we need to polish that metal. We need to maybe put it back into the fire and transform it. So this is actually what is going on. And there's, of course, a lot of things can again feel scary, or because there is just metal and water, the fire is not too strong, no? It's very cold, so it can look at the moment brutal. But then again, we want the truth, and only the truth. So, and we will find a way, because as I said, the red finds the way. It's very intelligent, no? And it's if we look at the metal as something which is like an authority, it loses, as you said, no, it loses the quality of it. So it will have to change. It will have to surrender to the needs. And then later, after 2020, so in the 2021, things will ground a little bit more. So we might have this feeling of in 2020 that it's still quite, is it going up or is everything sinking? And kind of uncertainty will continue, but it will not be so unpredictable as the pig year. And let me just say what I, so metal red year happened 60 years ago. So we can look a little bit what was happening then. So it was the year 1960. And interesting enough, it's the year where, JFK was elected as the president. So, of course, everybody at this moment is questioning, is the Trump going to win? What's going to be? And if we look a little bit, so what happened back then is he won narrowly. JFK won narrowly with Nixon, who became later a president. And he did definitely. John Kennedy brought a certain era, or a certain new wave. It didn't, obviously from a assassination point, really was a happy story for him. But whoever will become a president, there is something new coming in, something is opening a certain door, and there is some kind of hope, or, of course, today we know a lot behind it. But in general, there is some kind of new thing coming. Of course, right now I can't try to predict if the Trump will be elected or not. So for him, as such, it's not a bad year, but let me explain. Once somebody is already a president, and if he has a good year, it means the country will have a good year, which means it will happen the way that the country benefits. In that same year, 1960, there was also America sent troops to Vietnam. So there is the topic of war, and it was also in the middle of the Cold War with Russia started. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there is this tension going on also in the coming year. But for example, from the whole perspective, yes, the financial sector will change. There's already these changes through like bitcoins and other ways of banking, and the established financial structures are already adapting. So there's probably, there will not be a real recession coming, but it's more a recession of the values. So there's a need for new values. And everything that was so strong and imposed to us before will have to go. So there is not a completely dark at all, but it all depends now on really like, because water, as I said before, does represent the consciousness. In one way, it can represent also sexual, like a second chakra thing. So, lust and sexual and just like decadence and these kind of things, but again, it's not so strong. So it is always happening for us to choose this new cycle to go forward.
So in a few words, because we're almost out of time, how would you advise people to conduct themselves generally in the year ahead?
Yeah, so in general, the year is a very social year. It's very good to spend time with people, connect, and try to feel what you really like. In that way, you contribute to collective. Now, to try to enjoy the good, not worry too much. And through that, you know, like acknowledging your will, your needs, now everything we manifest collectively also change. Yes. Because it is an emotional year, it is also about addictions and like sexual things and so on. Try to live above first and second chakra fears and third. And then automatically things are easier. It's not a necessarily bad year. It's just like we should not be too serious about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it can get depressive.
Yeah, for sure. Alexandra, tell us, first of all, tell people where they can find out more about you and your work.
So my website, which is alexandradoran.com, you can see what kind of services I'm giving. And as well, when you visit it, you can find there is a gift. So we talked a lot about the Chinese astrology and the personal element. Everyone can get his or her personal element calculated as a like a mini report. So you already learn a little bit about yourself.
Good, good. Alexandra, I think we're out of time now, but thank you so much. I find this whole new area of astrology opening up for me quite fascinating.
Thank you so much. It has really been my pleasure.
Good to have you here. Thank you. If you want to know more about Alexandra's work, as she said, you can go to her website. I'm going to spell the name for you. It is Alexandradoran. AlexandraDoran.com. And don't forget, you can get your personal element calculated and read a mini report about that. Alexandra also does little booklets on each year, the element of the year, and you may find that there as well. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. Thank you so much for joining me today.
and I look forward to being with you at the same time next week. Till then, it's goodbye from me.